This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, March 11th. God's word to you today is Jesus alone. Our scripture reading is taken from Jude 1, verse 24, and it says, "Now all glory to God, who is able to keep you from falling away and will bring you with great joy into his glorious presence without a single fault." This was the scripture God gave me after I had given my life to Jesus. I can never forget. Though I had surrendered my life to Christ, I did not know how living for him would be possible because I knew the type of life I was living. I said, "God, how?" And God said, Jude 1:24. When I read it, I discovered that it is he that is able to keep me from falling. Jesus is able to keep me from falling. What jumped out at me from that scripture is, it is the Savior's job to keep me saved, totally liberating. It is the Savior's job to keep you, us, saved. It was the Savior's job to save you. There was nothing you could have done to save yourself. If you could not be saved by works, what makes you think you can be kept by works? John 10, verses 27 to 29 says, Jesus says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never die. And no one can steal them out of my hand. My Father gave my sheep to me. He is greater than all, and no person can steal my sheep out of my Father's hand." This is taken from the New Century Version. No one can steal you from God's hands. If you trust him, he is able to keep you saved. No one means no one. No one means if you have committed your life to Christ, Satan cannot steal your salvation. If you have committed your life to Jesus, sorrow cannot steal your salvation. If you have committed your life to Jesus, suffering cannot steal your salvation. If you have committed your life to Jesus, society cannot steal your salvation. This last one I'm about to say is going to rattle some people's theology. But the truth is, if you have committed your life to Jesus, suicide cannot steal your salvation. Some people have actually taken their lives. Christians who had mental health or depression issues. Do not get me wrong. If you are depressed or struggling with suicidal thoughts, please, please seek help. Do not take your own life. I get a lot of questions around this subject. People want to know if people that sinned by taking their own lives will be in heaven. Guess what? Suicide has no power to take your salvation. We explain this further and I encourage you to please listen to the resource, God's Favorite House Thrive Podcast, Wisdom Part 12. I pray that the Holy Spirit will grant you understanding and clarity as you listen, in Jesus' name. Romans 8, verses 38 to 39 says, "And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today, nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, our Shepherd, and our Messiah." It is totally unbelievable and liberating when I can truly say, "The Lord is my shepherd. Everything else is sorted." Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. There is no other way. Only Jesus can save. Hallelujah. Only Jesus can save. Only Jesus can save. Hallelujah. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.